Hello, I'm Gary Robey. Our God reigns. We meditate on these things today during Call to Worship. Alone our God, Father. Father in heaven, we thank you for the amazing grace that your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Savior, and Lord, will reign. The way, the truth, and the life will prevail. His kingdom will never end. It cannot and will not fail. We can rejoice in that fact. To Him, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we pray without ceasing. And in Your presence, Father God, we continue in endless praise, both now and forever, as we spend eternity with You. Dear God, would You please bless us with the presence of Your Spirit during this hour, as we invest time with You in Your Word, focusing on Your reign. And now may You reign in our hearts and minds, even now during this call to worship You. Amen.
There is strength within the sorrow. There is beauty in our tears. And you meet us in our mourning with a love that casts out fear. You are working in our waiting. You're sanctifying us. When beyond our understanding, you're teaching us to trust. Your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. You're with us in the fire and the flood. You're faithful forever. Perfect in love, you are sovereign over us. You are wisdom unimagined. Who could understand your ways? Reigning high above the heavens, reaching down in endless grace. You're the lifter of the lowly, compassionate and kind. You surround and you uphold me, and your promises are my delight. Your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. You're with us in the fire and the flood. Your plans are still to prosper. You're faithful forever, perfect in love. You are sovereign over us.
Listening to A Call to Worship. Invite your friends to join us for a one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at this same time. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. Find us at calltoworship.us. If you appreciate the ministry of Call to Worship, then we need to hear from you today. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504.
Of Judea, the lone shepherds watch. Hope is gone, there is no call for singing. Then the angels proclaim that a Savior is born. Heaven's loves echo sweet Zion's ringing. Hosanna, Hosanna, the whole world is singing. The hope of all ages is born. Though sometimes it may seem this old world's in control, He's still the King of kings and Lord of lords. He's walked by the gravesides of earth. Fallen kings who opposed him, and yet he's still reigning. Somehow love and compassion have conquered it all. Even foes join with heaven proclaiming. At the sound of the trumpet, the skies blaze with fire, mountains thunder with God's judgment ringing. But the saints have no fear, their Redeemer has come. Praise the Lord, through all ages they're singing. Hosanna, Hosanna, the saints are still singing. Control. He's still the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's still the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Jesus shall reign.
This is your call to worship.
Come and worship the King.
Tells us that there's still more to come. So let's rejoice, because the King who was born is the King who is coming. Hallelujah. And he will reign over all. Let's sing it.
He shall reign over all the earth. He shall reign over all the earth. He shall reign over all the earth.
King with power and might.
you, Lord.
When you think about God reigning on His throne, what does that mean to you? We understand that He reigns over all of His creation, that He reigns over His people, and that He will reign forever. Let's listen as Scripture describes what this all really means, practically speaking, to us. From Exodus 15:18, "The Lord will reign forever and ever." Psalm 99, "The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion, He is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise Your great and awesome name. Holy is He. The King in His might loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at His footstool. Holy is He." Psalm 146, "Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose help and hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked He turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord." Jeremiah 5, "Listen, you foolish and senseless people, with eyes that do not see and ears that do not hear. Have you no respect for me? Why don't you tremble in my presence? I, the Lord, define the ocean's sandy shoreline as an everlasting boundary that the waters cannot cross. The waves may toss and roar, but they cannot, never will pass the boundaries I set." Psalm 75, God says, "At the time I have planned, I will bring justice against the wicked. When the earth quakes and its people live in turmoil, I am the one who keeps its foundations firm. I warned the proud, 'Stop your boasting.' I told the wicked, 'Don't raise your fists.' Don't raise your fists in defiance at the heavens or speak with such arrogance. For no one on earth, from east or west, or even from the wilderness, shall raise a defiant fist. It is God alone who judges. He decides who will rise and who will fall." From Daniel chapter 2, "Praise the name of God forever and ever, for He has all wisdom and power. He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. He reveals deep and mysterious things and knows what lies hidden in darkness, though He is surrounded by light." Brothers and sisters in the Lord, please think on these things. Listen. What does it really mean to us that God reigns? Listen as the Apostle Paul tells us the reality of God reigning supreme over all. Hear the words of Romans 8, 28 through 39. "We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, He called them to come to Him. And having called them, He gave them right standing with Himself. And having given them right standing, He gave them His glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since He did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for His own? No one. For God Himself has given us right standing with Himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and He is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us. And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. And folks, as we inch closer to the Christmas celebration, consider the words of the prophet Isaiah as he describes a child that shall reign. Isaiah 9. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And look at the announcement to Mary that she would be mother of the Christ from Luke 1. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever.
Smiled at me, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. to the place where the holy child is laid. Oh, come, let us see the newborn King, for he is our God and greatly to be praised. Come, let us worship the King.
Call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. It is important that we hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
To the King, for He is the King.